Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this nanny bar. Puts it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make a shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. You are definitely tuned in to All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, a.k.a. At How's Your Head Game. You definitely have back with us at Angel of Sweet, a.k.a. Boss Barbs. And we definitely have Brooklyn Black in the building. What's going on, y'all?
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm pretty tired. I'm feeling a little exhausted today, but I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing good. For those who don't know and are not following us daily, I just want to let everyone know that our very own Nikki has continued her education.
Yes.
And why don't you tell everybody how's that going for you, you know, before we get started for today?
Thank you. Like, you know, I love it. I love the encouragement. Thank you so much for just believing in me. And you know, wishing me good luck. And everybody out there, yes, I am a woman of all trades, so I'm definitely continuing my education in the medical field. And dealing with EKG and phlebotomy is a lot. And if y'all don't know what that is, it's basically having to do with drawing blood and echo, you know, cardio of your heart. And it's just, it's a lot. So I'm excited. This is day three for me. And it's been going very well, of course. Been swamped with a lot of work. But I love it. And I can't wait to finish and complete.
I'm so excited for you. You know, I'm pro education all day.
I know.
So that's definitely a big step, and I'm so proud of you. And you know, I'm here to support. I don't really know too much about phlebotomy. It's been a long time since I took those kind of classes, but I'm here, and the internet is here, so you know how to call me.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Black. How you doing? Is Black even with
us? I'm doing all right. How's everybody today?
We're good.
So, definitely, everybody's tuned in. Are you ready for the show?
Yes, I am.
You definitely have a couple of people that's going to be interviewed today, Don Q and Raspy Rawls. And I always like to start off this show with some shout-outs. So, definitely, first and foremost, shout-out to the All Barb's Movement, The Fucking Familia. How y'all doing? I see y'all. Thank you so much for fucking with all Barb's. This is a movement that you guys are definitely going to benefit from. Me and Andrew, we work, and, you know, and the other staff mates, we work very, very hard to put us out there and to get us known, you know, just more than Twitter. So shout out to you guys who tweet daily, who promote daily. Shout out to the fucking all Barb's promoters. Like, definitely when Andrew was gone, was calling in, keeping me company. Definitely, I mean, I definitely want to go down the list of names. And shout out to Roxy Blue, who helped guest co-host last week. Also, shout out to DJ Major Mike, because he's actually looking for models. He's trying to start Mike Major Models, and it's a really, 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 really good look. And Andrew, you know DJ Mike Major. He's definitely a friend of ours, and he's definitely going hard with that, and I see him on that, and he actually asked me to mention it on today's show, so I told him I wish. A shout-out to DJ Mike Major. Is there any shout-outs you want to give?
Definitely. I definitely want to start off by shouting out my executive board members from the All Barbs movement. I'm going to first start off with Alice Truly and How's Your Head Game. For those who do not know, she has been promoted to media specialist, which is a very, very important part of the movement. So congratulations to her as well. I want to give a shout-out to our new co-owner at San Spartan, our head CEO at @yep_ilovet, our head CEO for the promoter side at @A1_Yobo, and our COO at Juliet Loves You. I love you all very much. You guys are really stepping up the promo, and it's just making me very happy. Definitely want to give some shout-outs to some of the promoters who's been going really hard and supporting and, you know, promoting at emills302212, at Nettie Man 99, at Monte Carlo 90, at CG Prince, at the Deaf DJ Brian D, at K Continental, at Mr._Chris_P, at Black Dadonis, also two of my ladies who've been going hard all day, at Safari_1983 and at Successful Diva. You know, I just want to give a shout out to all of them. Of course, at CO_HighLife as well, and just make sure you guys for the classes get at him. He has more information on that. I'll be there. It's in September. It's going to be really fun. It's when all the colleges start off their, you know, football battles. I'm an MSU State graduate, so I'm just eager to see my rivals beef and go at it on the field. And make sure you purchase your tees, your All Bars t-shirts and your All Bar Promoters t-shirts. And the new T-shirt line, Fuck Your Style. And make sure all you artists who want to get put out there, want to get on a mixtape, you hit up at How's Your Head Game. She's definitely trying to put out something with DJ Major Mike, the All Bars mixtape. And we're just going to keep it moving.
Definitely. And definitely shout out to Irene Poetry. She's definitely tuned in now. So, hey, how you doing? I haven't spoken to you in a minute. And I'm so happy that you're tuned in. But before I get into one of the topics that I wanted to go over today, I definitely do want to take it to Twitter like I always do. And Twitter, tweet, 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 tweet. And one of the hashtags that was trending on my timeline today, it was actually a couple, and I didn't get to participate due to me, you know, being in school or whatever. But one of them, which I think was very, very funny, and it may not relate to us, me and you, Angel, maybe Black could probably, maybe he could relate to it, but it was #things you say when you lose 2K11 or 2K. And if I was to participate in that and if I was to use that, I would be like, damn, homie. Fucking lost, because I know how it is when you guys play these games, these fucking video games. You guys get all wrapped up in that shit, and I can only imagine when you lose, you feel like the world has fucking came down. So I'm not going to ask Angel to get into it. I mean, if you want to, if you, you know, if you had to have sad things you would say when you lost 2K, what would you say? Or if not, you could pass it over to Black.
Well, since I don't play, if I was, you know, in
the gamer
who played, I would pretty much probably say, give me the remote. and that's been pretty much it. What about you, Black?
Pass it over.
Well, I don't really lose in 2K, but when I do, it's more so of a, the battery of my controller was dying.
Oh, you weak.
Or my block button was stuck.
But you be lying. That's lying, though. That's. But I guess that's what you would say, I guess, if you lost. You would come up with some type of excuse, so. That's funny. Going on our topic for today, are you guys ready? So, you know, I get asked 101 things a day. I'm pretty sure you both do as well. And foot fetishes. How do you... I want to know from my listeners, and I definitely want to know from my panel, how do you feel about foot fetishes? Like, do you like feet? Are you one to really be picky as far as when you're dating a female? Like, if everything else is gone for her but her feet is fucked up, would you not date her because of that? Because I've actually ran into a guy that has had a foot fetish. Like, he has a really bad foot fetish. Like, he's the type of nigga, instead of taking me out on a first date, like, let's go to a restaurant, he wants to, like, go to, like, the fucking nail salon so we get pedicures. Nothing against, you know, he's not trying to play your feet, but his type of dates is, let's go out, let's go get manis and pedis, like, all the time. And to me, like, I'm not a feet person. Yes, I believe you should have nice feet, you should take care of your feet, but don't fucking put your feet on me because I'm going to spaz. Not that I think feet are, you know, yucky or anything like that. I just think, like, I just don't fucking put your feet on me. So I want to know, Angel, what do you have to say about foot fetishes? And are you the type to judge a nigga by his feet?
I'm definitely going to judge a person by their feet. Because, first of all, like, if you can't, it doesn't take that much for you to take care of your feet. You just got to wash them, put some lotion on them, occasionally clip them. So, you know, if you're a guy and you can't do that, like, that's a personal hygiene problem for me. So, yeah, like, I'm going to be telling you, get your crusty ass feet away from me. I'm going to always say something. Or I might even go hard and say, give me your feet so I can do it for you. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to be with me and rubbing your skin against mine, I don't want to get cut up. That's just gross to me. And as far as females are concerned, it's just, in my opinion, it should just be mandatory for you to take care of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Your feet, your hair, and your nails.
Nails.
Should always
and
smell
your
good.
Skin.
Your skin, exactly. So, I mean, I don't like to touch feet, but, you know, if you're going to be in a relationship with me, you have to take care of yourself, and that's just a part of it.
I definitely do agree. Like, Black, what you think?
Me personally, I don't care if you have the prettiest feet in the world. Don't bring them near me. You know, I don't like feet, but of course, yeah, take care of your feet. It's simple. Like, 8 out of 10, when you get in the shower, you wash your feet anyway. So, there's no reason why your feet look like busted up knuckles or something.
I mean, but you have, like, some people that, like, are really obsessive about this shit, though, like, you know, you have some people that really like feet. So when they, you know what I'm saying, like when they look at a female before, like, you know how some girls, they look at a guy's shoes.
I don't
first,
have a foot fetish because I don't really like feet, so it doesn't matter.
Well, damn. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I just wanted to know how you felt about, you know, everything like that and everything. So I know for a fact that when people do go get their feet done, like when I've been in the salon so many times and I've seen people sit there and their feet before they put them shits inside the fucking water, their feet are so horrible. Like, How did you, like, you didn't think nobody else that was going to sit in the chair next to you or the chair next to you was going to see that? You thought you were going to just dip your feet in and nobody was going to see that. Like, I don't, it's not funny. Like, I've really seen some.
You know why it's funny? It's funny to me because, you know, like, my feet are really soft, so I can't even get the little cheese cradle on my feet because it, like, tickles, you know. So when I'm in there, the first thing I say is, don't put that crater thing on my feet because I don't need it, you know. And, I'll, you know, like you said, you might see somebody there who has, like, thick craters on their feet.
They
and you know that
there.
Yeah, you know, and I'm the type of person, I'll participate. Yes, I'll participate in the conversation. I will bite down, chomp, pine, with them because I understand what they're laughing about. And it's just thick, like, for you to be a woman, you know, and you just can't just put some lotion on your feet. I mean, they even have home remedies where you can put the Vaseline and put the tube socks on at night, you know, and it's supposed to soften your feet. Like, you just need to, I don't know, I don't understand. I just think that's gross.
I've definitely heard that, like, you know, and me, like, it's funny because I know what you're talking about. I think you're talking about the pumice stone, I guess. Yeah, that's, like, when you want to get all the dead skin off, if you have, like, callus and shit like that. Like, I've seen women just sit there, like.
No,
and
I'm talking about the
hurts.
Thing that looks like a cheese crater. Like, the thing that you crate cheese with, like, I don't understand why you need that on your feet. Like,
that's a tool for somebody's feet? Wow.
Yeah, they use it. I've never had it not on me, like, because I have really soft sensitive feet. So I just want them to rub it, you know, and massage it and put the oils in there and do my toes. But I've seen, like, women get the tiff, like, you thought you were seeing smoke come out of the damn chair because it's, like, that's just nasty to me.
Wow. I definitely want to take this caller. Are you ready to take this caller?
Yes. Let's see what they have to say.
Last 4 digits of your number is 5167. 5167, you're live on air with me, Nikki Vibes, and at Angel Love Suite.
What up? What's up? This is Dawn Pugh.
Hey, what's, oh, this is actually, oh, wow, it is. Great, we definitely have Don Q in the building. Shout out to you, Don Q, what's going on?
Nothing, Shana, what's good with y'all?
We're great. So I know it's about that time for you to have your interview with Miss Angel, so I'm definitely going to give the floor to her.
All right.
Hi, Don Q, how are you?
I'm all right, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in on time. This must just be, like, a record-breaking thing. Like, all the interviewees have been calling on time, and I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much just tell the world. I started by telling the world who you are, your Twitter name, what it is you do.
My Twitter is DonQ_5, the number 5. I'm down with Big Boy Management. I'm the role manager for Big Boy Management. I'm the marketing agent for Big Boy Management. I'm the engineer for Extreme 104.7 with DJ Exotic Mommy. I'm the head of promotions, street team, and security of Extreme 104 with DJ Exotic Mommy. I'm a manager myself. I got my own artist I manage. Showrunner, Lucy the Great One, the number one. Basically, that's it. Like, I do it all. I'm learning. Oh, and I'm an engineer, too, at Extreme 104. I think I mentioned that. And I do everything. I'm trying to learn how to produce, do beats, trying to do it all.
I see that you said that you're the founder of Streets Made Me. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that and what that entitled?
Actually, I just started that. That's on the CEO of Streets Made Me. Basically, like, you know, everybody, like, it's a lot of us went through it with, you know, living with a single parent at home. My father in and out of jail. My father passed away, actually, 6 years ago. So, like, I turned to the streets. So I just came up with the name Streets Made Me. Like, even though my mother was there, but I turned to the streets, you know, got with the gangs and all that. I'm blood. And, you know, I put it out there. I ain't no shame in my game. Like, I don't regret nothing I do. What you call it, but that's another side. Like, I don't let that interfere with anything I got to do. Like, I'm a man before anything. I got kids. I got 3 daughters. Basically, that's, like, just me doing what I do as far as promotion and all that, as I do anyway. with the music. So I'm starting my own company, Streets Naming, which will be like, it'll just be like a management team, promotion team, and, you know, do the parties. That's how I met, actually met LP for Big Boy Management. Shout out to him. Shout out to Tish, how's your head game on Twitter? You know she's part of Big Boy Management. That's my sister right there. Hello?
Yes, we're listening.
Okay.
That's definitely dope. That's definitely dope. You know, I'm a little familiar with Big Boy Management. They got some big things going on for them. Is there any other projects you have coming out that you want to let the listeners know about?
What we got coming up? Actually, Mo Butter, she's from Connecticut. That's one of our Big Boy Management artists. She's coming down Friday. She just did a summer stage on 125th Street Sunday in front of the Harlem State Building. She performed there. So now she's coming Friday for a showcase. I'm going to be with her Friday at the showcase. And Streets Got a Problem, which is Streets the Guy and Bronx Problem. They Big Boy Management artists. It's a rap group. They're going to be in Connecticut in her hometown Friday. Then Saturday, we in the Bronx for She's Got a Problem. They're going to perform there. Everybody, actually, Mo Butter, D.J., Blues of Vegas, She's Got a Problem. They all working on their projects right now. Their projects will be dropping the end of August. We got Jimmy Kendricks, which I'm also his role manager. If nobody knows who Jimmy Kendricks is, he's a platinum producer, multi-platinum producer. I'm his road manager, too, so we got him working on his project that'll be dropping the end of August. We actually have, which I don't know if anybody's been watching the tweets. If you have, you know, Jimmy Kendricks will be producing, and LP will executive producing the Big Boy Management CD that we're going to drop at the end of August, too. So, like, we got everybody, all the artists working on their individual projects, on their mixtape. And we're dropping a Big Boy compilation too. So, like,
that's
we're
dope.
Doing it big. Basically, we're doing. I'm working on a lot of things right now.
That's dope. Well, you always hear it first on All Bob's Radio. So we got Dawn Q underscore 5 and his crew, Big Boy Management. Nikki, you got anything you want to say? I know you want to ask him about the feet.
Definitely. First and foremost, I definitely want to shout out Don Q, because like you said again, we're fam. That is my bro. We come from the same. This is my foundation. If anybody doesn't know, like, you know, the website, whenever you do go to Twitter and you know everybody's profile has a website link, like Big Boy Management is definitely in my, you know, in that spot. And that's where I first started out with this whole industry, anything. LP, I always say he's the reason why I'm even doing the things that I'm doing right now. And he's definitely put me on. And I'm so proud of Big Boy Management and how far they're going and what they came from. And, you know, and shout out to you, Don Q, because I remember when you used to work for me, but it was cool though. I remember I see you grow, and it's just so amazing because you started off with just, you know, coming around and promoting parties with us at Voodoo Lounge. And, you know, from then on, you just stuck out with the team. You saw how, you know, you saw how we held it down at that club, and you just, like, gravitated to us. And
it was only right. Like, that's the thing. Like, LP, big shout out to him. I can't shout him out, but so many times, like, he looked out. He gave me an opportunity to work with Big Boy. That kept me out of a lot of trouble. Like you said, talking back to Voodoo, like, it was a point in time where I was dead ass, like, about to stop promoting parties and all that.
Everything, I remember, because we used to just talk about it, because, you know,
exactly.
We all
like,
thought
know,
the club and stuff.
Always, exactly, everybody, they think, oh, I'm a little dude because I'm slim. I hit hard. I'm like, I told him, nigga, yo,
yeah,
like,
and I know, and if anybody doesn't believe him when he says he hits hard, believe me when I say he hits hard. He puts niggas in comas, and we won't talk about that because, you know, it is what it is, but definitely. And I've just seen you grow, and let's not forget about Money Making Mondays. You know what I'm saying? How I started seeing you on Money Making Mondays, and you just, you know, you bringing artists out yourself, and, you know, you just doing the damn thing. So I'm actually proud of you, and I'm, you know, I just want to let you know that I love you, and I do see what you're doing. I see the growth, and I do appreciate you and you just being loyal, because, you know, I'm fucking loyal, and I love it. And thank you so much for having an interview with us on All Bob's Radio.
Oh, no problem. I'll do it again. We're working on a lot of things. So I'm glad I was able to do the interview. I'm glad you reached out to me. I love you too, sis. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
I am gonna see you soon. And you know what's so funny? Because I was just talking to LP the other day. So yeah, you're definitely gonna see me soon. And I got put on with the things that y'all gonna be doing soon. So I'm ready to promote and I'm ready to get back in the field like
Actually, we got Wednesdays at Highland
Park.
That's
what I was talking about. Cause that's the shit.
Second and third Ave. Yeah, we gonna be.
That's the shit
that
I'm about to start doing with China. So y'all about to definitely see me. Definitely.
Yeah.
So I'll
be there tomorrow. If you come in tomorrow, I'll be there tomorrow.
Definitely. And before you get off my air, I want to know, do you have a foot fetish? And if you don't, what do you think about people with foot fetishes? And
yes, I do.
You do? So you like feet? So
I will suck the shit out of some toes.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. You said he's up in New York?
Yeah, he's in New York.
And listen, I'm a nasty nigga when it comes to the bedroom. Like, if you got some pretty ass feet, I'll lick the shit out of your toes. Then you put some syrup on it, and some Mary Chico after that.
Some Angel Mama's butter white syrup. Some syrup on you. Oh, my God. You know what's so funny? Because Angel, she likes that shit. Me, I don't want no nigga sucking on my toes. Like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I think that is so creepy. For those who like it, shout out to y'all. Just, I don't like it. But you definitely made Angel happy. So I just wanted to know that because that was one of my little topics for today. So thank you.
Well, hell yeah. Nah, that's like, I don't got no problem with that. Like, don't mention that on Twitter, though.
Nah.
No, that'll be our little secret.
Our in the world. It'll be our secret. So definitely. Thank you so much, Zach. And definitely give the whole Big Boy Management. Shout out to fucking D Dave. What up, though? Shout out to fucking Streets the God. Shout out to BX Problem. Aye. Shout out to Mo Butter. I'm so fly. And shout out to you, Don Q. I don't know what you're saying is, but oh, and shout out to Kwali, and he always says yap.
Las Vegas, you know what it is.
You know what it is. He's getting wavy on him. I know. I miss you guys so fucking much. I do. I definitely have to come see you guys.
We miss you too. Oh, they got some things popping too. You got Streets the God and Bronx Problem doing a song right now with Las Vegas because they just recorded the other day in the house. They performing that Saturday in the Bronx.
And I love it when Big Boy Management artists and Big Boy Management artists come together and collab. It's so great.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this compilation mixtape. The end of next month.
That's what it is. So thank you again, Zon Q.
All right. All right, good night, y'all.
Good night.
Have a good night.
That's what the fuck it is. Big Boy Management in the building. So, Black. Black always fucking ignores me, and I hate when he does that.
Ain't nobody ignoring you.
No, can you just, like, stop, like, clear your throat, first of all. Clear your throat.
Nobody ignoring you, Black.
Clear your throat, because, yes, you are ignoring me. Angel, don't you hate, like, when you say Black, she takes, like, 4 or 5 seconds, you know what I'm saying, to answer.
I don't know, because when I say Black, he answers me.
Oh, shit.
I think he just does that to, like, annoy you.
He needs to stop, because that really gets to me. Like, it really does. It really, really does. But anyway, Black, how about we go to a commercial break? Let's go pay some motherfucking bills. And when we come back, definitely I want to talk about some media, what's going on out there. And, you're definitely rocking out with All Barbs Radio with me, Nikki Barbs, and at Angela's Tweets, a.k.a. Boss Barbs, and we have Black Ass Black on contact with us. I love you, Black. And call us at 347-857-4302. Let's go.
Rest in peace, Sherman Hemsley.
Who?
Oh, man.
Who?
Back.
Okay, let's get into that when we come back. All right, rest in peace.
I'm so fly, so fly, so Radio with me, Nikki Vibes, at Angel Loves Peace, Blessed Vibes, and we got Brooklyn Black in the building. Shout out to Ring Poetry. She has me dying on Twitter as usual. Shout out to Kid Continental. He's listening to All Bob's Radio, and he thinks that me and you are mad crazy, laughing my ass off. And then, wait, oh yeah, we're going to get back. I got you, Ring. We're going to get back to who the fuck is, I want to, you know who he is, Sherman Hensley? That's crazy. I'm going to find out. Shout out to Ray Ray.
Oh, God. Ray Ray. What the hell is Ray Ray talking about?
Ray Ray just said. We're going to get. Okay. Ray Ray just said, hold on, Black. Ray Ray just said they're going in tonight. Tune in. Shout out to you. You're funny with the whole Teta egg. That's crazy. Black, so yes, you were getting ready to talk. You said RIP to Sherman Hensley, and I want to know, like, I said who, but. Just let me know. Fill me in real quick. Who died?
Sherman Hemsley, the actor who played, you know, George Jefferson, Deacon Fry on the show Amen. You know, he's been out there for a while. You know, passed today, and the cause is well unclear.
I definitely, now that you said that, I know who you're talking about, and definitely RIP. Funny dude. And it's sad. It's always sad when somebody passes away, especially somebody that, you know, is like an icon or legend, somebody that you've been following from a long time, somebody kind of influenced you in ways. It's definitely sad to hear about that. But going back to our topic with this whole foot fetish, and, you know, you can feel free to talk about any type of fetish you want. Foot fetish was just the one that came across
like, you know what I'm saying, that was just mentioned to me today, and I just wanted to know. But I know you wanted to know something, Angel, about the feet. So what's that?
Although I enjoy the art of getting my feet sucked, I just want to know, like, you know, what do a guy get from that, like, you know, putting, you know, a pretty foot in his mouth? Are there particularly any specific, like, type of feet, polished, non-polished? Do you like French pedicures? Do you like designs? You know, like, are you just a foot fetish in general, or do you like shoes? Because some guys love shoes, and they consider that being a foot fetish, you know. So I don't know. I just want to know. Because I got some badass stilettos, too, so.
We definitely have some callers that want to answer your question, but I know that you have another interview to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely Mr. Raspy Rawls. Like, I know he's in the building. So whenever he says, hey, definitely going to let you take over that interview. Is Mr. Raspy Rawls in the building? Oh, I don't know, because, you know, niggas be just saying anything nowadays when they come on air. They be like, what up, though? They be like, what's
happening? What's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
I'm cooling up. Before we get started, let me just say rest in peace to my little cousin Heron. You know what I'm saying? I lost him this weekend while I was out of New Orleans doing a Stop the Violence charity event. My little cousin got killed back home, so I just want to say rest in peace to him before we start this off.
Rest in peace.
Sorry about your loss.
Thank you. So what's poppin', man? What's poppin'?
So, hi, Mr. Rassy Ross. He is like, Nikki, he's like a Twitter celebrity. Let me tell you how. I'll tweet him something, and he'll take 7 hours to respond, and then he'll say, oh, I just woke up from being seen. So it's great to finally have you here.
But you want
to
know something before you get into that? I noticed something. I noticed, are you from
LA?
Louisiana. So, you know, I noticed that I'm not to get on the dudes in the South. I love y'all. But they're such slow responders, like, when it comes to texting and tweeting.
I just be busy. You know, I'm a busy individual. It ain't nothing about being slow with me. I'm just a busy individual. I stay working, I stay grinding. So whenever I get to it, I get to it.
I feel you. I guess I guess we're weirdos and Angel, because we are fucking busy 24/7 as well, but we be fucking on it. Like, what up? But thank you, Mr. Rassi, for calling in. So I'm definitely gonna let you get to your interview with Angel.
Well, Mr. Rassi, can you tell the listeners who you are, where you're from again, and a little bit about what it is you do?
Well, we're restaurants, hip-hop artists out of Franklin, Louisiana. I'm just here to speak some knowledge, man, to this music industry. It's a breath of fresh air. You know, a lot of bullshit out here every day, all day. Niggas don't be talking about shit in their music, so I'm here to give y'all a breath of fresh air, some good music, and some wisdom while y'all listening to it.
I can dig it. Can you tell the listeners, when did your career begin as an artist?
Actually, I recorded my first song January 2010.
Oh, okay.
I know it's gonna be crazy to some people, but I just started doing this.
That's cool. I mean, it is, because I definitely listened to some of your music, and it definitely does not sound like you're, you know, new to the game. So big ups to you on that. I want you to tell the listeners a little bit about Bait. Can you tell us a little bit about Bait?
It was a mixtape that was put together. Originally, I was working on the album, but my main producer, he sent me a bunch of tracks that had a bunch of samples in it. And I came up with so many great concepts for him that I didn't want to just throw them away. I know I didn't have the funding to clear all those samples to make it into an album. So I said, I'm going to put together a mixtape. I had so many great concepts for them, and I wasn't willing to throw them away just because I couldn't.
I can definitely feel that. I have a question. You went from a song like One Love and then to Believe. Where did you get so many different inspirations from to write the different types of music that you write?
Life. You know, like One Love was actually a personal experience. You know, when I gave her all my time, she didn't want it. So when I put my time into music, it was all you know about is music, music, music. That's how One Love is. If you listen to One Love, you don't really tell that it's about music and a woman until I tell you at the end of the third verse, you think it's about two women. But that's where they come from. Now, bullets come from just everything that was going on with kids in the world being bullied. I always used to listen to what my mom used to tell me. Somebody hits you, hit them back.
Mm-hmm.
And, but now all you see is kids being soft. They're telling the kids, go tell a teacher, go tell a principal, and all they're doing is looking the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not promoting violence, but after somebody done blacked your eyes three or four times, little man, it's time for you to either fight back or pick up something and knock him on his ass. You know, there's enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody
I definitely,
for you, you got to stand
definitely.
Up for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. I picked those two songs because One Love was actually one of the ones that I actually liked because I can kind of relate to that. And then for those listeners who've been rocking with us, they know that, you know, I have two small kids of myself. And my 5-year-old, she's growing into a bully, ironically, because she's being taught to defend herself, but she doesn't understand how to turn it off. So I'm currently dealing with that. I'm currently dealing with the deprogramming of talk about it, find other solutions. So that was really interesting to actually listen to that track because I completely heard you, you know, when you were saying certain things on that. So do you have anything coming up in the future, any shows, any music that you want to let the listeners know about?
I'm working on a mixtape called Politics. The name speaks for itself, you know, it concepts. And production and everything is a totally different lane and bait. You know, everybody was great, happy with the production on bait, but I went a whole different lane. I won't tell y'all because I just can't wait to get a project to y'all. I got a show on the 3rd in Dallas. I just got the contract in my email a few minutes ago. I need to go look at that to sign. I got a show in Dallas September 3rd. Like I said, I just did something. I charity been up out here in New Orleans. I found another place I need to hit out here in New Orleans. That gives quick response for artists. So, if y'all ever in New Orleans, man, they got this wine bar. I'll send the other link to y'all so y'all can send out to people. If y'all ever in New Orleans, artists, it's an open mic, but it's more to where it's more personal. Not just you rapping on the stage. It's more personal, more better feedback to your craft. You know, as far as artists like myself, feedback on my craft is something that I greatly admire from other people to give back as I feed off of that. Let me know what I did right, what they felt I did wrong. I critique myself daily. You know, I'm just working, grinding. Video shoot coming next month, too. I can't tell y'all what song off the new mixtape, but video shoot coming next month. I'm just grinding, man.
Good. I'm definitely on my way to New Orleans next. I just came from Miami last week, and I had a ball. So definitely New Orleans is my next stop. So I'll definitely keep in touch because I want to know what's up with the wine place. That's something that I like to do. I like to do a lot of wine tastings. If you have any shout-outs, you know, you can have the floor briefly, and then I'm going to throw it to Nikki and let her ask you whatever it is the beautiful lady wants to know.
First shout-out to y'all for having me. Shout out to y'all for just having a platform for indie artists like myself, not just for me, for all indie artists, no matter what they're doing. Thank y'all for having a platform for us, because we know how hard it is for us to be heard these days. So I thank y'all and I salute y'all for that. You know, my team, First Class Music Group, Fly Nation, all my fam, because I don't call them fans. Once you support me, you my family. Now we rock together. Because the music I make, once you become a fan of my music, once you support my music, you're going to always support my music. I don't make that shit that you can support today and forget about it tomorrow. So we family now. Shout out to y'all for rocking with me. Shout out to everybody, man, that's grinding, man, trying to do something positive, man. That negative shit going to kill us all.
Most definitely. Nikki, you got anything you want to say to Mr. Raspy?
Of course, of course. Shout out to you, Raspy. You know, like, we definitely took the time to, you know, view you. And I just, you know, you got talent, and I'm definitely happy to have networked with you and to have a chance to listen to your shit. And just going for since we're fam and everything now, make sure whenever you get new music, you send it over so we can play it on All Bob's Radio, because your shit is dope. And just keep doing what you're doing. And, yes, we do have this outlet for all independent unsigned artists to, you know, get the chance to come out and talk about what they do, you know, and just to another fan base, to more than, you know, who they already told it to. And I'm just happy that you had this interview today, and I want to just thank you again.
And Rashmi, whenever you're ready to send those bottles of wine, you can let us know.
Ooh,
because
you did say wine.
I like white wine, by the way.
I like dark. I like red. I'm a Zinfandel.
All right, this Nikki said red.
Nikki said red. Yes.
Yes. And Angel said white. Well, thank you for calling. And like I said, keep doing what you're doing. I really enjoy, you know, the message that's in your music. Everybody knows I'm all for positivity and giving positive messages back to the younger generations. And you're definitely doing that in your music. So you'll always have my support. So anytime you need anything, you just hit me up again. You already know my Twitter, but just in case you forget, at Angel Love Tweets. Nikki will always have your back as well at How's Your Head Game. And just continue to keep reaching out to us. And I just thank you.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome. Yeah. And before you go, one more time, because I know we keep saying that, but I want to know something. I want to know, do you have a foot fetish?
I don't have a foot fetish. I have a spectacle fetish. That's my fetish. Spectacle.
Okay.
Women with glasses.
Really?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm a sucker for spectacles. I ain't lying to you. I'm a sucker for spectacles. Now, I got some little brothers. I ain't going to put their name out. They got a foot fetish. They're gonna look at your feet, and they be like, "Her feet ugly, man." I'm talking about you could be a bad teacher. Your feet ugly, they will pass on you.
You are too funny. I don't have a foot fetish, but I have another fetish that I'm getting ready to share in a few minutes. But I'm black. I do, and they think it's so funny. But this fetish is cool. Black, do you have anything to say to Miss? You want to, but you got to hang up and listen, though, because I really got to get into it, though. Like, I'm about to get into it.
All right.
Would you listen, though, because it's crazy. Black, do you have anything to say to Mr. Raspy Ross before he gets off? Don't laugh at my fetish. I'm not supposed to laugh at that, but go ahead.
Yo, but, Nah, but Raspy, man, keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Keep sending them tracks in. And just wish you the best of luck, bro.
Appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Raspy, so.
I'm going to tweet y'all once I'm back on.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure y'all all want to know what my fetish is. And my fetish actually is, like, I would like for a nigga to every now and then, if you are engaged in intercourse with me, lick the back of my kneecaps. No, seriously, like.
Man, this is some old bullshit.
No, it does something to me. It does. Oh, my God. Like, I don't know. Like, I had an experience one time where, you know, I had a dude. He was eating me out, and I was basically over him, and he was, you know, underneath me. But somehow, some way, he kind of, like, lost grip, and he kind of fell. But when he fell, his face and everything, like, just, like, slammed into my leg, to my thigh, to the back of my kneecap, and she, I guess, was still in the whole tongue flicking motion, and he started to lick the back of my kneecap. And other than shit felt so fucking good, like. And I'm always kind of afraid to say it, you know what I'm saying, when I am engaging, because people might think that it's weird. Hey, but I would like for somebody to lick my kneecaps, please, every now and then. Seriously, like, y'all talking about fucking toes, I think that shit is so fucking nasty. But, like, you know, like you say again, like, you know,
feet consists of washing. So, you know, when you wash your body, you got to wash your knees and the back of your kneecaps and shit. So it's clean.
Just fresh and ready.
Lick my shit. Lick it.
Oh, man, that is hilarious. I have a feet fetish type thing that I particularly like to do. I'm a body person, so if you have like amazing pecs, like that's a turn on for me. Like all day, I will be licking on your shit, like touching it and rubbing on it. Another thing that turns me on with guys is I love sexy, full, like soft lips. Like that is just like something to die for me.
I love it. Me too. I'm a lip person, and a lot of people love my lips because I definitely do have a nice set, you know, both sets. But my lips, I do. You gotta, because I have big, full lips. So if you are a guy and I'm a kisser, you gotta have full lips as well. Like, because if not, then I'm gonna swallow your face.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not kissing. It's truly not kissing. So I would prefer if, you know, you step to me with some lips on you, and then maybe we could talk about it. But Black, I want to know.
They come handy in other ways too.
They
so
do.
They gotta be.
They do.
Yeah. They do.
They have to be soft too. Like, don't think that you're gonna kiss me with chapped lips, like with skin peeling. Like, she's niggas is dusty nowadays. Oh my God, Angel. Let me tell you, like they walk around like there's bliss sex for men. There's there's different things that you can, you know, you don't have to get the scented or the Jolly Rancher type smacker, you know, chapstick. There's definitely a brand called chapstick that has no scent. It's, you know, just to medic, you know, just to, you know, moisturize your lips. These niggas I walk around with chapped lips. Like, if they say one more word, like, if they say one more word, like, their whole fucking lip is going to split open. Yeah. I've seen it. But wait, Black, you quiet over there. I want to know some of your fetishes. Like, talk about it, please. I want to know.
I'm regular, man. Like, I don't have a...
Oh, my God. Can you hit the buttons for me? That, man, this is some bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Thank you, Angel.
Man, this is some old bullshit.
Thank you, because you're so, like... When are you going to live your life? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't understand. Like, you don't want kids. You don't have any fetishes. You don't like feet. Do you like your balls licked? I mean.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's not a fetish. That's a
preference. Okay, for instance, like you shared a secret on our very first show that you like to watch Skinny Girl for. Okay, so, like, come on, like, what are some of the things that, like, turn you on? Like, what are some of the things that get you erect, like, just off of, like, observation?
Oh, get me erect off of just by looking at it? Nice set of tips.
A nice whack?
A nice rack.
Angel,
you know, titties, big titties, medium titties, just like a nice set of titties, you know.
So basically, so even if they're like a B cup, they just have to be nice and perky.
Yeah.
You don't want the titties that sag or.
I want the titties that look like a fried egg hanging on a nail.
That's crazy.
And I really can't stand the shits with the areolas that are like mad abstract, like but it's not even a shape. It's like just a big brown blob. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but you know what scares me? Yeah, I don't like the areolas that like are like the same color as your breath, like.
Oh my goodness. I can't with y'all because y'all know I'm stupid. I'm trying to compose myself.
But I'm definitely going to take this call in. Sam Spartan, what up? You're definitely live in the building. I don't even have to call your last 4 digits out because I already know with you. What's going on?
What was
What it is, co-owner? How you doing?
I'm chilling, chilling. What's good with y'all, man?
I'm chilling. You know me. Me being Nikki.
Yeah, you being you. I'm the nigga in here, but I'm vibing, though.
That's what it is. Do you have any shout-outs to give? Do you, you know, it's your co-owner, so do you have any announcements to make really quickly? Do you have any shout-outs to give?
Nah, no shout-outs, really. Nah, just shouting out the whole team, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody keep doing what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching. I see y'all, you know. Show y'all love. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't be scared to hit me up either, though, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're working on some things, too, though. But we'll get at y'all with that, though.
Angel, do you have anything to say to Mr. Sands Martin?
Just congratulations on your promotion. And somebody said you stuck toes, so I need to know what's up with that.
Nah, I don't stuck no toes, man. I don't vibe like that.
No, but thank you. Thank you for everything. You're doing an amazing job. The family is loving it. I'm loving it. So just thank you. And I'm waiting on them designs, mister.
Yeah. Me and my team working on something.
All right, that's what I'd like to hear. I'm pretty much done, though. So.
Yeah. All right, Sam Martin with your non-sucking toe ass, nah. Love you much, and shout out to the All Bars promoter, everybody. See me? Co-owner. And much love, much love.
Yeah. All right. Y'all be easy, though. I'm vibing.
All right, cool. Let me take this next caller. Last 4 digits of your number is 2384. 2384. You're live on air with me, Nikki Vibes, and Angel of Streets. Black is the person through. All right, well, I guess they don't know their number, so keep it moving. I definitely do want to go into another commercial break.
No, we got him.
Hi, that's what's up. Hey,
yeah,
how you doing?
This is K-Continental. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm enjoying the radio show and stuff. I just finished recording in the studio, so I'm just chilling, just listening to all the fetishes and stuff. It's kind of funny to me, so.
It's funny. I definitely have some more, though. So, but I definitely shout out to you, definitely, for all that you do. And you should have been recording me a drop for my show. That would be nice the next time you go into the studio.
Oh, no doubt.
But definitely, Angel, do you have anything to say?
Nope, I just love it how you're going in for us. Just keep it up. You know, I see you. I love it. I look at it this way.
I'm the leader of my own team, so you got to learn to be a follower before you be a leader. So I'm just chilling, just letting y'all do y'all thing, and I'm just, you know, promoting like crazy because, you know, that's how I do.
I love you. And I think you, if everybody that's listening, there's definitely an All Barbs promoter over here. I fucking love it. And he's sexy, too. And you're welcome. And I always get Twitter names and mad names wrong. But like you say that you're, you know, a leader of your own group, and I think, is that what's next to All Barbs promoter? Hashtag, is that Gilly, how do you pronounce that? Something Force?
Oh, Guillotine Force.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole squad. We out here in the Bronx on Gun Hill doing that heavy over here, so you know, I just had a daughter, I didn't just have a daughter. It's just my daughter came in between my music and everything, so I just been taking care of her, every day and stuff. So I don't get to record how I used to, but now I'm on it. So, you know, I'm just going
on. Okay, but wait, though. When you say Gun Hill, that means you live, like, in New York?
Yeah.
In the Bronx?
Yeah, Gun Hill, Boston Road, that whole area.
Those areas sound really familiar. That sounds really familiar. I actually live in the same area as you, but I'm not over by Boston Roadside, so shout out to the fucking Bronx and Gun Hill.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Nice. Definitely. So it's always good to have an I have an all about someone that lives like not too far from me. Isn't that great, Angel?
I love it. I love it. Is that the second New Yorker that didn't call up today? I think the South needs to step it up. I'm sorry. Like they coming out though. They coming out now. What's going on with that?
I mean, New York is where it is, you know. So.
But you know what though? Like, and it's funny because I live like we neighbors and shit. But I'm definitely like I think New York niggas is trash. Like these niggas, they're not doing nothing for me. Like they're not exciting me anymore.
What, New York
like,
people? I mean,
yeah, like.
I see it this way, yo. It's always the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? With a New York dude, a New York dude always going to be trying to stunt hard when they don't got it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's just going to come natural. A dude like me is always going to come natural. So, I mean, even if I don't got it, I mean, I ain't going to tell you I don't got it, but I'm going to have other things to make up for it.
That's what it is. But it's just that the South be showing me mad love, though. The niggas in the South, I got a lot of love in, like, Cali and all that shit. And they just be buttering me up, and I like it. But definitely you holding down for the niggas up north, so I definitely salute you.
Thank
and
you.
Everything that you do, no problem, no problem. And like we said again, you know, just definitely hit us up, hit us up. You're all about promoter.
All right, not
that. We got you. Anything that you got going on too, you know, make sure you send to us. And anything that you, you know, you need for me or Angel to promote to support you because you definitely support us, you know, send me a DM and I'll tweet it.
Oh, that'll be excellent. Thank you.
No doubt. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. All right, take this next caller. Last four digits of your number is 5384. 5384, you're definitely live on air with me, Nikki Vibes. Five, three, eight, four, Black, is that person through?
Hello?
Yes.
It's 5380, and it's your boy, Mr. Chris P. Down here.
You know what it is? You know what? I'm so sorry because I definitely saw a zero. I don't know why I was at four, so I'm sorry.
That's
okay.
What's
going on?
Just called in to let y'all know I got my whole crew, the Chris P. Events crew, listening to the radio station, so just want to let y'all ladies know, rep for the South. South's coming through.
Fucking South. Yes, that's what it is. And shout out to the crew that's listening. How y'all doing? Make sure y'all hit me up on Twitter at How's Your Head Game. You know, and definitely rock out with me and Angel Love Tweets. But I want to know, you got a foot fetish?
Do I have a foot fetish?
Yes.
Nah, not this cat here.
Okay. But when you know when you're approaching a female, when you're pursuing a female, do you does her feet, like, does that matter if she has nice feet or if her, you know, or you don't pay attention to the feet?
I definitely when I'm walking up, I'm checking the whole situation from the feet game. If you got them feet that's throwing them crip signs and all that, I'm taking it left and I'm going to the bar. I'm looking for one of my boys, looking for another lady, but yeah, I mean, you definitely got to look from the feet up, and you know, if a chick can take care of her feet, you know, you got somebody that isn't gonna be dingy and dirty around you, or dingy and dirty at the house or whatever.
But you want to know something, like you know, Angel made a good point before when she said she wanted to know, because there's guys that say that they, you know, have a foot fetish or they like feet, but sometimes they're usually referring to like her shoe game. You know what I'm saying? Like are you one, like, you know, are you one to pay attention to both, or, you know, as long as her feet is okay,
like me,
she doesn't have to.
I'm a mad, like. You know, my people come from, like, New York, Canada way. So, me, I'm a mad sneakerhead. Air Max 1s, straight, 95s, 90s.
95s.
So if I see a chick in some fresh 95s, 90s, or 1s, like, I'm definitely stopping, pulling over, some of my whip, pulling over and speaking, saying something.
Counts me out, because I don't own not nay one damn piece of sneaker.
And I was just about to say that. Most chicks nowadays, they want to be in them stilettos, them red bottoms, but if you see a chick that's rocking some kicks, you know, okay, she down. If you get in a fight, she throwing with you because, you know, she worried about breaking an ankle.
Yeah,
you know what I'm doing with my stiletto heel, though? I'm poking eyes out with that shit. I definitely feel you because, like, I'm with Angel. Like, you know, I think it's more so, like, you know, as you get older, like, I actually used to be an assistant manager at Foot Action. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we were always wearing sneakers. I was selling sneakers, and it was mandatory that, you know, we always had, you know, the sneakers from the store and stuff like that. So, like, I had sneakers, but I'm a girly girl. So shoes, flats, sandals, you know, boots, whatever, that was always in my closet. And now, like, I still, it's funny that you say that because I still have my 95. Like, I still have them to this day. I haven't worn them, like, you know, it's summertime and shit like that now. Like, I get my feet done, so I be having on the sandals and shit. But I definitely do. I think that's, like, my only pair of sneakers that I do have now. But it's saying that you said 95.
I only own one pair of New Balances, and I run and train in those. That's it. Like, I'm only putting them on to go run and train.
New Balances are coming back nowadays, though. Like, out in England, like, they are heavy on New Balances. And it's now starting to come back to the U.S., so.
I used to laugh when I used to sell New Balances. Because we always sell New Balances after that's, like,
two for
a special.
Exactly. Those are, I train.
And the old people. I used to sell the shit out of New Balances with some insoles after that action to the old people.
It's going to start coming back. Like, I just picked up a pack out of Japan right now on some New Balances.
Yeah.
Well, you can send me some new running shoes because I have a track. I have to do some running in October in Atlanta. Me and one of the girls.
For the obesity
so
for kids, right?
Yeah, so obesity for kids event. So you can send me some of them Japan ones. They might look good on my feet while I'm running.
I'll put you down on the link. How about that?
That works. And thank you for calling. The supporters, the promoters are calling in heavy tonight. I'm jealous. Where's the ladies at?
All y'all Chris P. event cast is listening and calling and showing some love. All barbs all day.
I love
it. Hey, and remember, like, when the next time you go into the studio, though, like, it'll be nice because I'll play it during my commercials if, you know, you do a drop because, you know, y'all be in there spitting and laying down shit. You might as well lay out a 10-second drop for All Barbs Radio. Since you fuck with us, the promoter, you know, just lay out something. Make sure you mention my name and Angel's name. And then whenever that's done, you can just send it to me.
All right, I'll do that.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
You too. So Black is like the most boringest ever. He's the most another one of my fetishes too. Like
whatever.
Before I even go to a fetish, I want to know something. I really do. Like it's still on sex, so don't get scared. It's still on sex, but. Do you think it's possible to squirt off using your vibrator and not by, like, inserting your vibrator inside of you, like, just off the clitoral stimulation? Like, do you think you could squirt off of that, Angel?
I guess it just depends on the moment. Like, I mean, I don't see why not.
I forgot. You're not a squirter.
I'm not a squirter, so I'm a moister. I'm not a squirter. I haven't reached that level yet. but I mean, I don't see my
dad. I'm dying over here.
I can't with you. I'm just, you know, I'm showing off because I wasn't here for a week, so.
That's why you're showing off. Excuses. Definitely shout out to Monte Carlo 90. Definitely. Shout out to CEO _ High Life. He's finally tuned in. That's wavy. Shout out to Griffith 15. You know how that goes. He always goes hard. He always goes hard and he promotes All Barbs. And shout out to Rand Poetry. Like, she just keeps me going. But definitely, also, too, yeah, like you said, I just wanted you to let everybody know about what you and one of the barbs is going to be doing in October as far as the obesity of the kids, because I spoke about that today, and Black is my witness because I was actually talking to him on the phone, and I ran into somebody that I know, and he's actually doing the damn thing with photography and videography, and he does a lot of documentaries, and he actually just like basically filmed like a little bit documentary short story and just, you know, video footage of people walking in a walk. I forget which walk he said it was, but he definitely is like, you know, let me know more information about that. Correct me if I'm wrong, Black, the name is what, No L's Inc.?
Yeah, I was double checking.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's No L's Inc. And I just want you to tell us what the people know about what's going on in October.
Pretty much, me and Lexi, is at Lexi Phi. We're going to be in an obesity walk for children. It's going to be in October in Atlanta. It's a 10K, and we're just pretty much just supporting, you know, kids who have obesity and their family members. So if you're going to be out, I could tweet you the exact date and location. You know, that's one thing that the movement does. We get involved in the community. We also have a back-to-school event that is scheduled to begin the second week of September, where we in the New York area and in the DMV area will be starting to collect school supplies for the less fortunate of kids who can't afford to get them, and then we're going to donate them throughout different elementary schools and so forth. So definitely, if you need more information about that, make sure that you DM me or at How's Your Head Game, because community always comes first. We always, always got to give back. You always got to give back because you never know when it could be your turn to receive.
Exactly. And that's just like, I mean, I think everybody should give back. You know what I'm saying? Especially the community, when you are even living in the area where there's already parks set up and there's always, you know, like just different little centers. And, you know, I think you should just give back once you reach a certain level in your life or once you become a certain age, because, you know, that is your community where you grew up at. And I think it's only right. So definitely support us on that, and definitely hit me and Angel up about that. And I'm going to get into this next caller before we go into another commercial break. So last four digits of your number is 3317. 3317, you're live on air with me and Nikki Barnes.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. This is Black.
Black is honest?
Yes.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm all right. I went through a situation today.
What happened?
Adonis,
hold on. Before, you know, you go into, because you know you always call me with some type of shit. And I love to help you. I do. I really do. But I just want to let everybody know that this is at Black Adonis, and he's definitely an all-about promoter. I love it. I love that they just, the whole fam is calling in and supporting and just, like, getting into what we got going on. So, thank you. So, now you get to tell me.
Yeah, man, I was, you know, I've been talking to this girl for a little minute, and she always told me that, you know, like, the dude she was with before was very, you know, physically abusive and verbally abusive, and she never wanted to go through that thing again. So, I'm like, all right. But I just noticed, like, any argument we get into, like, she'll just swing on me. Like automatically, like, and I have never put my hands on her. Like, she's just, like, so fast, she just put her hands on me. And I try to keep telling her, like, I don't think you should be putting your hands on a man, especially when it's not putting their hands on you. Like, I don't know.
I do agree with that. I don't think my whole thing is, I have a child, and like I tell her, if you don't want anybody hitting you, whatever you don't want done to you, don't do it to somebody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, sometimes females, they tend to, you know, out of frustration and anger, you know, sometimes you're that upset that you just have to throw a punch or, you know, I mean, if it's to that extent, you know, like, I'm not one to put my hands on somebody automatically, especially if they didn't put their hands on me first, you know, like, I'm not that. What I can say to you is just, like, just, it's the fucking females, like go speed dating or try to go or, like, try Christian Mingles or something.com. Because these bitches that you be talking about, are crazy. Like, yeah, she's...
It's just Philly, man. It's Philadelphia for you. The girls are shot out. They shot.
Shout out to the girls in Philly. Y'all shot.
Yeah, they shot.
Y'all bugging out. Y'all bugging out. Angel, what do you have to say about that?
I think we're going to have to start charging Black Adonis for our relationship advice. No, but seriously, I think you just shouldn't date.
You shouldn't date.
Like, I think
you need
to self-reflect.
And keep it moving.
Even that. Just self-reflect on why you keep talking to these females who have all these issues. Because you may be the type of guy that likes to save a hoe.
Right.
Yeah, and that might be your problem, and until you fix that problem, you're always going to be in the middle of some stupid shit. You're always going to be stressed out, and you're never going to get the type of attention that you deserve as a man. So what we need for you to do, my brother, the All Bars promoter, is a decent self-reflection to not date, you know, just do things casually and understand why you like to save a hoe. Like, why are you that type of guy? It could be something personally that you've seen when you were younger, you know, a deeper root. But understand it, conquer it, and move on so you can be happy or at least appreciate it. Like, none of them are doing any of the above.
Wow, that's good advice.
It really is, though.
I always find women that got baggage, though. I don't know. I just attract women that just got been through bad relationships and just terrible lives, and I don't know.
So you got to take that. This is what we're trying to explain to you. Like, obviously, it's something that you're doing wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because you're attracting, you're getting acquainted with these type of individuals. You know what I mean? Like, you got to. Yeah, maybe you do need to do some self-reflection because then maybe you'll understand, you know, to me sometimes it sounds like, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, you know, don't settle though. Like, when you call us, like, you have like, it seems like you settle a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? So you put up with certain things. And no, like, that's not how relationships are supposed to be going. You're not supposed to be putting your hands on each other. And every time she gets mad, like, whatever, you need to explain to her, whatever the fuck you're going through from the last nigga, like, that's not my problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be so quick to throw your hands up at me because you don't know how to communicate or you don't know how to express yourself as a fucking grown-ass woman. Like, that's not my problem. You know, you guys should be able to communicate without having, you know, a whole bunch of verbal and, you know, being rude to one another, especially if it's something about what's going on at that present time. Like, I should be able to talk civilly, you know, like, civil about A and B. Like, why the fuck are y'all screaming? Mm-hmm. Why are you choking? Why are you slapping? You know what I'm saying? Why are you... That's not handling situations like an adult. So, yeah, maybe you need to take some time to yourself and, you know, just focus on other things and let the girl or let these people come to you. Like, don't go out looking for it. Like, maybe that's your problem. Maybe, you know, when you go out and looking for shit, you get the wrong shit. Maybe if you just focus on something, you know, and just chill or whatever, like...
Right.
You know, somebody will come along to you and it'll be unexpected, and you know that there goes your sign. Like, okay.
Right.
But all right, Adonis, love you much.
Love
you much. You're welcome.
I'm glad you're back, Angel.
Thank you so much.
I was missing you, man.
Much.
I'm like, dang, where is she at?
Aww, thank you. I definitely
damn Adonis, you wasn't.
Huh?
I said, damn Adonis, you wasn't rocking out with me. I was boring.
Yeah, we was rocking out. We bit it the whole time she was gone. We held it down.
I know. All right, Adonis. Let me get to this next caller.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Last 4 digits of your number is 6271. 6271. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barnes, and Angel of Tweets.
What's going on, Tishy Pooh?
Oh, my God, I'm about to faint. Wait, no, I'm going to cry. Yeah. Wait. Am I dreaming right now? Is this really LP on the line?
Yeah, love the advice. Wow. I want to see what this show is about, and I'm very, very, very pleased. How you doing, Angel?
Hi. Hi, Mr. LP. How are you?
I'm here. Maintaining, you know,
that's good.
Getting my thoughts together, getting ready for that next push. glad
if anybody
does on the air.
Yes, hold on. If I need all my listeners to really pay attention right now, because this is like so, like this is like so. I'm so excited, and this if it was not for this guy right here, like I would not be doing anything that I'm doing today as far as anything entertainment and media. Like I'm really tearing up as I'm saying this because you are like a father to me. You are a mentor. You made me the tissue pool that I am today. Like,
nah, come on, it's you, man. I just brought it out of you. I always seen the best out of you, Tisha. I'm really proud of what's going on right now. Really, really, really proud. Let me put me no father figure. I ain't that old. But my shorty younger than you.
Oh, wait. Wait. Because you know I got to check her out. You know how I do.
Nah, she ain't serious. I'm just saying, you know.
But
yeah, I'm not like, I don't have those problems. But it's good to hear everybody doing what y'all do. You know, life goes on. I love it. I love the fact that y'all really moving and shaking over there. And, you know, the show's doing well, I see. I've been looking at the numbers, so I'm proud of that. What's up, man?
Thank you. And, you know, we had John Q in the building earlier. You know, he definitely shouted out everything that you guys are doing, and we had a long conversation.
Did.
No, he really, really did, because him and Angel, they had an interview for like, what, almost a half, you know, like 20, 25 minutes, and I, you know, of course, I had to let him know that, like, I'm so proud of him as well, because I've seen Don Q grow from when he just used to come party with us at Voodoo Lounge. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? And you just started seeing him every week after week after week. And then he tried to do the party promotion thing, and then he just gravitated towards us. And then I started seeing him at Money Making Mondays. And then next thing you know, Don Q is a part of fucking Big Money Management. And that's what it is.
He's rocking and rolling. I recently lost my mom, and he's been me for the past two and a half weeks, and he's been doing great, man. He's been also still doing his role manager work. He's still been doing his marketing, and, you know, he's been negotiating things and stuff like that, and I've been coaching him along or whatever, but he's been doing what you used to do, Tish, you know?
I know, and I'm so proud.
COO, man.
I know, everybody, yeah, I don't know, COO of Big Boy Management. I was the COO of Big Boy Management, and that's Don Q. He's making me proud, because, you know, like, when I was in that position, I did what the fuck I had to do, and we definitely ran a staff. You know, we had everybody on deck, and I'm just so proud of the artists. Shout out to D. Dave, Mo Butter, Street Fred God, Luz Vegas, BX Problem, like, everybody, like, if anybody doesn't know, LP is the CEO, CFO, of Big Boy Management, and also an A&R from Motown Universal. So I definitely, like, you know, I got to salute him. He's doing big things, and he's definitely a very important person that you guys need to follow. I will definitely tweet his information shortly. In a few minutes, I'll definitely tweet when we go on commercial break so that everybody knows and they can actually go and follow and go to BigBoyManagement.com. And when I say Big Boy Management, that is big with two Gs, B-I-G-G. B-O-Y, and all y'all went to school, so y'all know how to spell management. Like, seriously.
I'm just happy, man. I was patiently waiting, you know, and just listening to y'all, Coach Duke, and the show has substance. It's really not like no other show, so I was really happy. Like, I'm sitting here. I mean, I'm still waiting for my meeting with Boss Balls, but, you know, I guess we'll work that out.
We will. I'll be back up that end really soon. You just a busy man, like, so.
Yeah, man, I'll be back by your end before you be back by my end, probably. So maybe
okay.
We need to get up. You know, I snatch.
And I definitely
And we'll come down there, you know?
Definitely, yes. You got to snatch me up on the way to the fucking DMV. You know I got to go out there. And definitely, too, I definitely did mention,
Mega
too, remember?
Mega bust it up or something. You know what I'm talking about?
You said what?
Mega bust it up or something.
MAGA. Shout out to the bus driver,
the HG. I got the footage to we all on the mega bus traveling to shows and all that.
That day, Big Women in Ginger, we did what, 4 states in 2 days? On the fucking line. Like, we all on the bus. And everybody, like, if y'all see this footage of me on just on the bus, just we just traveling and everybody waking up. Oh, shit, it's on YouTube. I'm definitely going to tweet the link once I go in and get it, because it's real shit, and I'm a real person. So definitely making fun of my eyelashes. Definitely making fun of me for not booking hotel rooms. These niggas made a fake Twitter account for my eyelashes because they were so messed up, because I had to get up so early just to make the bus, and it was so unexpected. Like, and they were just calling me like, yo, we got to go. I had no time to fix nothing, my hair, nothing. So I definitely rolled up to the bus, like, with my eyelashes flipped up, makeup all scattered, smeared, and they definitely went in on me.
It's family. That's how we do, man.
I love it.
I just want to come in and give you a shout-out. I want to call you guys. I can't even promote nothing, don't you? I'm glad he called, because
he did it.
He knows everything, you know, the shows and everything, so.
He definitely got out Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely Wednesdays. We, doing our Highland Park now. So, you know, Tish, you always good, and if any of your business affiliates with All Barbs or whatever, y'all always good. You know, if y'all got people that y'all meet, you know, whatever, you know, y'all don't have to pay a dime, you know, just come in and enjoy yourself. But, like I said, you know, All Barbs is an affiliate, you know, Nikki Barbs is my Tishy crew. And
yes.
The Boss Barbs over there, we still got to meet up, but it's still love, and I appreciate your promotion and everything, and we're about to make a push. You name all the artists, but we have another guy, Jimmy Kendricks, who's a producer, ASCAP award writing winner. He has like 11 platinum plaques. He produced Jay-Z to Tupac. So our little team has gotten so huge that, you know, we're dropping actually like 5 projects at the end of August. So I just want, you know, All Barbs and all y'all listeners to know that, you know, Big Boy Management is definitely backing All Barbs, Nikki Barbs, Boss Barbs, and anybody you guys are affiliated with that's, you know, within, you know, our circle that y'all let in or whatever. And, you know, Boss, you know, you always got to, love in New York, not only from Tish, but from Big Boy Management. And Tish, you know, we in about 11 states, so you in about 11 states. How about that?
I am. See, I'm in 11 states. That's what's up. And we definitely have Brooklyn Black on the line. I know you know.
Oh, shit, Brooklyn
yes,
Black.
And Brooklyn
good,
Black.
Boy.
Yo, what's good, man?
Good,
y'all just listening
man.
To you just talk, man.
Oh, man, it's good to hear from you, bro. Like, I seen you in a couple pictures at a couple showcases. I think it was Deuce the Privilege Showcase.
Yeah.
I seen you. I appreciate getting Roxy Blue Black on that mic, man. I miss her, you know.
Thank you.
But, nah, we here, man. We working, you know. We can't wait to get you out so we can sit down, too, man, and just make everything happen, because, you know, if we all going to the top at the same time, why not join all these lanes together and, you know, make it a takeover? You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
So that's where I'm at, man.
I definitely do agree. Thank you so much, LP, for coming in. You just made my night.
No problem.
I'm happy.
For you, man.
I'm happy.
I really did. I'm in NC right now. Eating this good. I don't know. The Popeyes tastes much better down here. Like,
yo,
like,
I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm not even gonna lie to you. When I went out to DC, the fucking Checkers was banging. I don't know if it was that Southern twang.
I don't know. Like even the Walmart got these $4 plates, man. I don't know if Boss Barbs know about it, because she probably got a super Walmart in her area or whatever. But they got these $4 plates where you get one meat and 2 sides. And I had collard greens and mac and cheese with, like, some ranch chicken or some kind of chicken. Yo, that joint was delicious, man. Yo, these niggas be putting their foot in food, man.
They be putting their fucking soul in that shit in the South.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, I'm eating trash, but y'all can't hang without Chinese food. I'm sorry. I Chinese
no.
food is the shit. Nah.
Well, wait, LP, before you go though, really quickly, I want to know. Do you have a foot fetish?
Yes. But only one kind of sex.
Angel.
Only when I'm having sex. That's why it's important to look at feet before, because when I'm having sex, you know, when you got that lizard lock in and that foot's pressed against your face, and you look at it. You know, Tish, I love my slim women. Shout out to Nikki Balls, the Boss Balls over there. You
hey,
know
slim sexy.
But, you know, I love my slim women and all the slim women, like, or the, you know, thick women who mad people love. But when I say I don't, they call me a fat F and this and that, fat F and that. But, I mean, I want what I want. You want what you want.
And you like
and
slim,
you know,
team slim.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like
yes.
slim, man. I like the tummy flat. You know, and
that's
just a little bit in the back. That's all. I don't want too much, man. I don't want too much. I'm happy with some nipples and some cripples. You know what I'm talking about?
Shit. All
that's
right, OP,
I
love you.
Tish knows. Tish knows. Like,
I know. You know I know.
We're in the clubs from, man, since I met Tish, we've been popping bottles, man. So
we've been popping fucking bottles, Angel,
and
just getting
rich.
Drunk every day. I have so many stories to tell y'all. Like, I just pop bottles and get drunk and call fiends and yell at people. Like, where the fuck is my ride?
So don't think we can get rich. She's going to be just doing that. We've been doing that.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying is, like, she would look at me and know who I'm looking at. Already before I even say anything, because she's like, yeah, you like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Let me go get that. You're so funny. But I definitely got to take this next caller, and I love you much.
I love all of you,
right.
Man. Stay up.
Big boy.
Back. Stay up. You know, Boss Bar. Big boy in the building.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Next caller. Last 4 digits of your number. It's 4142. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barb.
I'm so with it.
Hey.
It's your boy Smooth to do. What's good with y'all?
Oh, wait. Because you know what? I don't know your last 4 digits of your number by heart. Because you're the person that I think that we're going to end up marrying each other in the long run. So I'm going to need to know this number. How you doing?
Already. I'm straight, boo. What's up with you?
I'm great. How are you?
I can't complain today. I had a good day, work. You know what I'm saying? Ate good today. And now I'm a little entertainment checking out y'all's show. I'm late, you know what I'm saying? But I'm always on time, so it's all good, Mom.
Thank you. So, you know, Angel's fucking back. I was getting ready to say,
yeah. Okay, I've been asking about you the last 2 times I done called in, making sure you straight. But I see you good on vacation doing your thing.
Yeah, I had so much fun. Thank you. I appreciate the love.
I feel
so missed and appreciated. I love you guys.
You were. Everyone's like, with Angel. I'm like, she's on vacation. Hop out.
Yeah, you know, we love y'all, man. We love to hear y'all's voice and hear what y'all got going. I saw you still had Twitter on lock, blowing Twitter up, though. We stayed in contact. Was retweeting your tweets, though. But I appreciate y'all, man. Salute to y'all, man.
Thank you, and you know I gotta fuck with you real quick. I wanna know, do you have a foot fetish? You like feet? You like to suck on toes? You like to lick within the crevices?
Oh no, I don't do the feet. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I mean
good.
I massage them or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I massage you for a hard day at work. You know what I'm saying? A little sensual plan or something like that. But now they not going in my mouth, dog. No, I ain't did that one yet, boo.
Good, because I wasn't gonna ask you to suck my toes on our you know on our wedding night. I wasn't.
Okay,
but I want to know what time you want. What's some of your fetishes?
I mean, just really, you know, I mean, a playful, you know, tease, you know, the dress up type, you know, coming in with the booty shorts or whatnot, you know, a tank top maybe, seduce me, play with me a little bit, you know. Have fun.
Woo! Wait, I have to bring it back. Rewind. Because if you can seduce me, that shit sounded so sexy.
Yeah,
but yes.
You gotta seduce me. You gotta seduce me, but real talk. I like that.
Black, what you think about dressing up? What you think about that? About coming in role playing and shit, coming in with the trench coat and the heels on and the nurse outfit and the booty shorts. What you think about that, Black?
Well, I play house. You know, I got a stethoscope and shit. I own some scrubs.
Oh shit!
Really, Black. Shout out to you, Black. Yeah. What's good, but big bro? I was just speaking to you, Black. I was just speaking to you. You good tonight, fam?
Black, can you hear?
Hey, what'd he say?
He said he was saying what up.
I was just speaking to you, fam. Hey, I'm good, bro. I'm good. Can't complain. You know, checking y'all out, man. I got to check y'all out once a week, if not both days, man.
I know, and I definitely do appreciate you. And you know you always got to let the people know who this is again so they can stay up on their follow game and game.
I already appreciate y'all letting me get my 2 cents in. It's your boy Smooth the Dude, Smooth, THADUDE. Show every Wednesday, 213-943-3478. The Smooth the Dude show with my guy Chops, man. Y'all folk on the Wednesday 10 to 12.
Shout out to Chops, hell yeah. He's dumb cool. That's what it is. All right, Smooth.
I appreciate
thank you for
y'all,
calling.
Man. Okay, I see y'all had the interviews earlier, too. Salute to all them rappers and whatnot. Keep doing your thing, man. Y'all keep fucking with the All Bars movement. And if you're not, find the tallest beard in your city.
I love it.
I love it. He always says it. I love it. I'm starting to fucking know the thing by heart. So I definitely
We need to get some shirts or something with somebody falling off a building or something. Real shit. Y'all should get some shirts.
Definitely, we you hear the idea, Angel? That's what's up.
I love it too.
That's what it is. We definitely gonna think about that. Definitely.
Arkansas to New York. We connected, man. I appreciate y'all. You know I'm locked in, man. I love y'all.
Yes. Love you too. Mwah. All right. Let me take one more caller and then we're gonna definitely go to commercial break. Last 4 digits of your number is 8574. 8574, you're live on air with me, Nikki Bars, and Angel of Sweet, Boss Bars.
Hey, what's up? This is Monte. I'm about to call 090 on Twitter, you know, so what's up, ladies?
Hey, Monte Carlo. Hey. What's going on?
I just want nothing really. I'm just chilling. You know, I had a pretty good day. What about y'all? How was y'all day?
My day was cool. I was in class all day and you know, came home and did some homework and studying and then got right on the air with you guys. So I had a really interesting, fulfilling day. Angel.
You know me, I'm all about working, trying to get this money and getting us out there. So it's been a pretty busy, decent day. My night is just awesome, though, because all my fellas are calling in, and I'm just so proud, like, to have you guys on my team, on this family. You guys are doing such an amazing job, so thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to say welcome back, Angel. You know, we missed you and everything.
Aww.
You know, Nikki
thank
and
you.
Us, we were holding it down for you, so really supporting and retweeting and, you know, showing you love, so... You know, we got to stick together and really hold it down and represent. So.
That's right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I appreciate it as well. You know, I always tell you that I definitely do appreciate everything that you do. You know, you always hold me down, just as well as all the other All Bar promoters. Like, for real, like, y'all keep promoting. Me and Angel want to, like... We're going to be Santa this year, and y'all going to have some nice gifts, like, because y'all just do a lot, and
mm-hmm.
we are so appreciative. No, for real, right? Like, around Christmas time, y'all
yeah.
keep talking with us. Y'all definitely are y'all going to have a nice gift for y'all, all of y'all. And I think it's what, all total, we have 25 All Bars promoters, like, so
mm-hmm.
definitely keep fucking with us. And we're definitely trying to, you know, get us beyond Twitter. So we're definitely trying to get us to have our own fucking TV show, like Oprah and shit. Trying to have our own
mm-hmm.
network. We're trying to just do it all. So definitely. And I want to know, do you have a foot fetish?
No, I don't do feet.
Yes.
I should have been fucking taking a tally tonight, yo.
Yeah, no. Yeah, she should have. Yeah.
Because I'm winning. I know that you like feet, though. Like, I know when it comes to a female, that her feet got to be intact, though.
Of course, like, she got to have nice feet. They can't be looking like scarecrow feet or something. Like, just can't do
wait,
it.
All the guys are so rude. Like, when you're describing a female, so, like, somebody said your feet can't be throwing up gang signs. You're saying scarecrow, like, damn. Crazy.
Mm.
But what are some of the things I turn you on, though? Like, what are some of your fetishes?
I really don't have a fetish because I'm all about pleasing my woman, so. But things that turn me on is just a confident woman, like sexy. She loves herself. She knows she's beautiful. She knows she's a queen. She knows how to walk straight over the head up, you know. Just a confident woman that's sexy to me, honestly. So that turns me on. And the fact that she's feisty, really. I love feisty women. Like, that turns me on.
That's a fact. Damn, Angel, you got to step your feistiness up.
I know. I just don't have that inner lion cat in me. I'm more of a pussy.
That's what it is, Monty Carlo. Thank you for calling. And you know, I'm definitely going to shout you out on Twitter. And like I said again, keep fucking with us. Keep fucking with us.
No problem. Yeah, have a good night.
You have a good night, too. Definitely shout out to my nigga Vinny. He just sent me a message saying, enjoying the show, 2 thumbs up. So, thank you, Vinny. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love you as well. Yo, my Twitter is fucking popping. Rain. I guess Rain likes sucking toes. She likes sucking toes back.
I can't wait to see what she said about that. That's funny.
Oh, and I'm black. Mr. _ Chris _ P, the All Bombs promoter, he said, hey, yo, super shout out to the homie Black. I forgot to say what up to the homie. So, Black.
No doubt.
Black says no doubt at Mr. _ Chris _ P. And shout out to CEO High Life. He's definitely cracking me up, too, on Twitter. Y'all are so funny. I can't even answer this question that he even, because I'm going to get distracted. So, with that being said, I have two more fetishes to reveal, but definitely, Black, let's get into some music, your choice, whatever you want to play, surprise me.
Remember back in the day.
R.I.P. Big.
I remember when I loved her, honey. Now lately you've been acting funny. Please, baby, let's renew the flame. Just like back in the days, we can grow from pain.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed.
Just like back in the days, we can grow from pain.
Remember back in the days when niggas had waves, gazelle shades, the corn braids, pitching pennies. Honeys had the high top jelly, shooting skelly. Motherfuckers was all friendly, lounging at the barbecues, drinking brews with the neighborhood crews, hanging on the avenues. Turn your pages to 1993. Niggas is getting smoked, G. Believe me, talk slick, you get your neck slick quick. Cause real street niggas ain't having that shit. Toting checks for rent, smoking blunts in the project hallway, shooting dice all day. Waiting for niggas to step up on some fighting shit. We get hype and shit and start lighting shit. So step away with your fist fight ways, motherfucker. This ain't back in the day, but you don't hear me though.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I remember when I loved her, honey.
Okay.
Now lately you've been acting funny.
Yeah.
Please, baby, let's renew the flame. Just like back in the day, we can grow.
I'm not a kid anymore. Yeah.
Like back in the day, we can grow.
Check it. The names change, the roles remain. These youngins think Ross is big, the new Pac is Wayne. Screaming, you only live once, nigga. Who tell the gang while squeezing the trigger of the wand on they video game. Thugs is a dying breed. It's all about getting high off weed, and my supplier keep Drake on repeat. A little too emotional for me, but he always seemed to hide like a 0-2 for me. I think I get it.
Nah,
I ain't on no pulpit. We seen what's beef. Wanna party and bullshit, I ain't mad at him. I see the changes, black president, it's evident, life moving phases.
Yeah.
It only makes sense that our kids can't relate to this.
Okay.
That was the point, roll the joint, get baked to this. 2012 Raheem, walking with my stereo. But y'all don't hear me though. I remember when boys went from yucky to ooh, give me more sweet kisses. When punches didn't start a fight, it just meant you saw a budget. When finger waves and Nefertiti earrings meant you were fly. Fast forward to the late 90s when respect was given freely. Without thinking, now it's just a theory. When men's pants was above their ass. Now they show their asses as if they give it freely. When men took care of their kids and cribs, and now instead they're doing bids. I remember when smiles were more than just a mask, but y'all don't hear me though.
You're definitely live on air with me, Nikki Barnes. We definitely have our Angel Love Tweets, and we have Brooklyn Black in the building. Oh, my gosh. So, how y'all doing?
I'm good. I'm glad to be back with my family. I feel like I've missed so much.
I know, but you, like I told you, everybody was calling in, checking for you. Where's Angel? Is Angel? I'm like, she's on vacation. But it was definitely. You were missed, though. Like, you know, we had Roxy. Roxy was holding it down as well, too. You know, interacting with everybody. And she definitely, you know, was sharing some entertainment news. And she did the damn thing. So, but nothing like Angel.
Aw, tear.
Teardrop flips me. I know. But, yeah, back to this fetish shit, though. When I'm having sex, I don't know about you, and I don't know about y'all that's listening, but, I like the whole, I want you to like the whole whispering effect to me, like, you know, whispering in the air, like, it's something about the heat when you're blowing in my ear, talking shit to me or whatever the fuck you're saying, like, that shit trickles, like, it makes butterflies, it gives me the butterflies, like, then honestly, I like that, and I demand that, like, when you're fucking me or when you're making love to me, whatever the fuck you want to call it, when we're doing the damn thing, like, every now and then make sure that you come up and you whisper in my ear, you gotta whisper in my ear because the heat just, like, it blows my mind, it fucking blows my mind. I don't know about you, like, you don't get off on that, Angel?
Don't breathe in my ear. Just don't. Like, that might throw me off. No, like, that might throw me off. But one thing, this is, like, a Bars Box secret. So if you miss it tonight, I will never reveal it again. So make sure that you go online and listen again because I'll never say shit again. I like to get my tats licked. So that's like a real go getter. Like,
but
like,
you don't.
Lick
what
tats.
Do you feel? Like, what do you feel? Like
it feels. I don't know. I can't explain. Like, I have this one real big one on my side, and if that gets licked, I'm instantly turned on. Like,
I don't know.
But, like, I just, like, I never, like, okay, it sounds sexy, you know what I'm saying, like my chest. But, like, you're still just looking at your skin, though. Like, you're just looking at that part of your skin. I feel like, I don't know, I think, I mean, I guess it's one of your fetishes, black. Do you lick chest black?
Do I what?
Do you lick chest?
You be licking all tattoos?
No, chest. Do you lick ass? Do you? Like, you can answer both questions.
No, I do not lick ass. Gross.
Licking ass is not gross. Don't say that.
Yep, that shit is gross.
Just don't lick ass and then try to come talk to me. Full of shit.
Going to my ear and shit.
Full of shit.
That shit is gross.
But do you lick tattoos?
Huh?
Tats.
Do you lick tattoos?
Tattoos. Artwork.
Yeah, if it's a nice looking tat, I'll lick it.
Hello.
Okay.
Like, I got a tat. Don't come lick my tat.
Yeah, no goddamn tat.
I don't. So I guess you'll be coming over here licking. That's crazy. It's not funny, Angel, because, I mean, even when it comes down to, like, I really want to know, though, like, sounds like, oh, my gosh, like, hold on, I got to take this to Twitter really quickly, only because it took my attention. At Mr. _ Chris _ P said, laugh out loud, Angel is weird, laugh out loud, I have your head game. How do you not bust from a dude whispering in your ear? Exactly, like, whisper something in my ear, like, sweet nothings, whatever, like, just talk to me, like, that shit gets me fucking going, like, I don't know, like, it's just, and, like, and obviously, like, you shouldn't have, like, bad breath, like, you know, like, I'm not, don't try to whisper in my ear after eating a whole bag of onion rings and shit, like, but I really like it, and Mr. Chris P said that you're weird, Angel. And Rain said, lick my tat. At CEO _ High Life said, I got a fetish for playing with cum before a swap. No, wait. Sorry. At Rain Poetry says that she has a fetish for playing with cum before swallowing that shit. I like playing with it, the stickiness. Playing with it with your fingers to see how long you can make the string go.
That's really gross.
It's not gross.
Like, really fucking gross. Shit. Like, that doesn't, you know, you remember back in that slimy putty? Like, that's, no, I didn't even play with that shit when I was in, like, preschool.
You never
so
played
no.
with cum?
That, listen, you don't remember the whole episode where I said the whole protein thing, I don't need that extra memory
on my skin? Oh, yeah. You did say that. But I'm just saying, like, okay, well, your skin is still your kiss it in your hand. All right, cool. Bam. I just
wipe that shit off with a fucking wash rag.
No. Fucking blow a bubble with that shit. Gargle.
Oh, disgusting. No.
But wait, as CEO highlights, Nikki is such a northern girl, shaking my head. What does that mean? I'm telling you, you want to impress me, one of my biggest fetishes is lick the back of my kneecaps. I'm telling you, lick the fucking back of my kneecaps. You don't have to be down there like you're eating my pussy, but just, like, give it a couple of licks. Like, that shit's going to turn me the fuck on, like. Don't laugh. I'm so serious. And I want to know what that means from CEO Hollis. I'm such a northern girl, shaking my head. You don't have to play with it for me as long as some swallowing is going down, no lie. Okay, I guess. But what if I like to play with it before? Like, that's just something I like to do, though. Mm.
Fucking throw up, like, listen, I don't even eat oysters, okay? And that's fucking edible. Like, no, I'll probably vomit. Do you want vomit on your penis? No, I don't think you do, so don't even.
At King Continental says, I have a fetish for women grab me just as tight as I'm grabbing them during sex. So he likes to, like, you know, if he's grabbing you a certain way, if he's clutching on you, if he's bringing you in close, like, he would like for you to do the same thing. I like that.
That's cute. That's cool.
That is cool. Yo, Rain is funny. Yeah, Rain Poetry is so funny. But, I mean, would you, like, you know, would you think that it, would you consider it freaky? Or, you know, would you yell at a girl if she sat there and after, you know, came or whatever, she started sitting there playing with it?
No, like, if that's what she do, you know, knock yourself out. Like, if she want to play with it, rub it in her face and all that. Do you?
K Continental, he's laughing about me and my back and my kneecap. I like it though, like, it's just, you know, y'all got your own fetishes, y'all nasty motherfuckers, I like to suck on toes, and it's like, this is my thing, when you sucking on toes, like, exactly, like, Angel said, like, you know, not only did she want to know, and none of you guys answered her question, she wanted to know, like, When you do, you know, if you are the guy that have a foot fetish, like, you know, how do you like the toes? Like, do you prefer, like, the French manicure? Do you like designs? Do you like the solid colors? And then my question is, like, exactly, when her fucking foot has toenail polish on it, like, you're sucking that. You're sucking the UV gel and the top coat, like, how do you feel, like,
off a rhinestone?
Yeah, imagine that you go down and suck your toe, and he come up and smile at you, and he has one of your rhinestones stuck on his tooth.
Oh, my God, I can't. Maybe you should practice first. Let's do a practice run, so, like, you won't get embarrassed and have fucking toe gems in between your teeth.
Damn, at the Death DJ Byron Z, one of the All Bops promoters, he said, "Laugh out loud, you a fool. Put on a cool. I will lick the back of your kneecap. It's all about pleasing a woman." Shout out to me. Yes. See, somebody's not afraid to fucking please me. Like, lick the back. If I'm at, like, because I'm, like, when you guys ask, like, oh, you know, I want you to suck my dick like this, you know, use less teeth or, you know, put my shit down your throat, like, you're asking us to do a favor for you to make you feel good. So, all right, now I'm talking, you know, majority of the time it happens. So when I ask to fucking fulfill a fetish of mine, like, it should be done, damn it.
I definitely agree. Suck my toes.
Oh, shit. Rhinestones, French manicure, and all. Suck on her fucking toes.
You can even pick the color, honey, for the night. We can be in this together.
And at CEO _ Hotline said, he's referring to you. She said he would, but you don't want that tongue, though. So I guess he has some tongue tricks for in between the crevices of the toes, I guess. I'm not sure. That's crazy. CEO is, shout out to the bro. Y'all make sure you go follow him. Pumps and Patron. Shout out to Twerk Mama. She definitely always down for the team. Twerk Mama.
Yeah, she's missing today.
She just tweeted us about 2 minutes ago. Shout out to her. And definitely, you know what? I also want to know, Angel, would you ever suck on a guy's toes?
Hell fucking no. Let me tell you about men. Let me tell you why, first of all. Because men are sweaty. So I'm not going to put your, it's just not even a great explanation for the reasons why I would not. The answer is just no. Like, if a nigga ever asks me to suck his toe, I'm going to assume that you don't even like girls. And I'm just, like, going to pack my shit up and I'm going to fucking leave. I'm going to exit stage left. Plain and simple.
I mean,
But you can't, because you know what? You know what's so funny? Because, like, oh, when you were gone, I was talking about, like, there's some guys that, like, said that they're straight, like, they said that they're straight, but then yet they, like, they it's called, like, multiple orgasms. Like, so as you're pleasing them, like, if you're, whether you're, you know, having intercourse or whether you're giving oral sex, like, they want that multiple orgasm. So they'll ask, like, oh, can you either put your finger in my butt? But then they claim to be straight. Or, like, they'll, or some men that are straight don't mind getting their fucking, their ass licked.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, seriously. Seriously, I want to know. So all my real niggas, and y'all need to tweet me right now, for those of that have been tweeting me for the last 0 seconds, 10 seconds, 50 seconds, like, I want to know, because you guys consider yourselves to be straight, do you like your ass licked? Like, would you, like, is that too much?
Nope.
Is that too much?
I don't even, don't
but you
even
know what's so funny,
mention.
Though? But then it's so funny.
Take me out that mention, because I don't even want to know the answer to that shit.
But you want to know what's so funny? No, seriously, like, but it's funny because, like, you know, you want, just like how a guy wants oral sex, you want oral sex. Just like how a guy wants, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wants to have sex with you, you want to have sex with him. So, I mean... You think, I mean, I'm not going to, like, know niggas' ass, and y'all know how I feel about feet. But I've not, like, I know of straight men that have gotten their ass licked, and they're not gay at all. And it's just for multiple orgasms.
No. You bet. Keep it away from me. Because I would be, like, you know what would happen if that was, like, if I was in that scenario? I would just completely stop. Like, I would just completely stop and would have the what the fuck look on my face. Who wants to have that while they're having sex? Like,
but you have people that, like, you don't even like that shit. Like, they, I'm telling you, I'm trying to keep up with. Wow, damn, oh, y'all been tweeting crazy. Kay Continental said, hell yeah, that's too much. That's extremely too much. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Everybody's just saying, like, that's just too much. That's just too much. Wow. I guess none of y'all like that. But shout out to the niggas that do like it and that still consider themselves to be straight.
And this lying.
Angel thinks you're lying. She thinks that you're on the low, like you're bi. Like, you like. But wait, but like, that's the thing. Like, what makes you think that that's a gay sport, though? Like, for, you know what I'm saying? For us, like, to get your ass licked.
Because. In my opinion, no man should want anything wet coming onto his behind hole, okay? Like I'm sorry, I just can't. Like, I can't. There's no way you can convince me that, you know, you're a man, but you like to get your ass. Like, you can't. I'm sorry. I would rather believe that unicorns exist and leprechauns exist. Like, I can't.
You believe in you believe in unicorns and leprechauns.
What I'm saying is, I would believe that shit first with a straight face than a nigga telling me he likes to get his ass licked, but he's not gay. Like, I'm sorry, I would laugh at him, but if a fucking unicorn walked past me, I would believe that shit. I don't care if it's like a piece of toilet paper roll stuck on the fucking horse's head. I would believe that shit before I believe a straight nigga wants his ass.
But you want to know something, though? And at Rainbow, she said, like, at Rainbow, she said that, you know, in the guy's asshole, like, that's where his G-spot is, though.
I'll pass. I'm sorry.
Penetration is gay. Penetration. I think, yeah, like, I agree with Rain. Like, penetration is gay. Once a nigga asks you, like, to stick something in his ass, okay, then, yeah, he's, like, he likes that he's, you know, maybe he's got, like, a penis stuck in or one or two fingers. But
No, I'm not sticking my freshly done nails, like, in no niggas behind. You know how long it takes me to get my fucking nails done, first of all? No, you're not wasting 45 minutes, like, of my time for that shit. I'm sorry.
At the Def DJ Byron Z said, how fuck no, nigga who get their ass like this gay. That shit is not cool at all. So you're definitely on Team Black and Team Angel side. I don't think that it, I'm not doing it, but I'm just not, I like to just, like, I'm realistic with shit, and, like, I don't, I just feel like it's not gay, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. And CEO, CEO underscore high, like I said, laughing my ass off at Angel. I mean, I guess. I know one thing, though. I better not ever have nobody call me talking about one of their fucking most kinkiest, like, freakiest shit they've ever done with, like, stick their boot toe in somebody's ass.
Disgusting. That's why I draw my line at. Like, we've already talked about that. No. Shout out to the nasty niggas who, like, have yet not to come at me with that shit. You saved your life, because I would embarrass you. Like, I will.
Shout out to the niggas that... Like ass though, like, if that's what you do, because there's a lot of females that like it, don't fucking like my ass, like.
No, thank you. I'll pass.
Don't like my ass, like. I don't want to feel that wetness, like, back there. I just personally don't, so that's something that you don't even have to, like, you know, like, some niggas, like, they be asking girls, like, so what do you like, how do you like it, what positions do you like, you know, just basically getting an idea before they plan on pursuing or fucking her, if they could or not. And that's something that I'm definitely going to say that I don't want. So you can keep your tongue, well, you can put your tongue in other places, but not there at all. Mm-hmm. And for those of you guys who like feet, make sure you're licking clean feet. Like, make sure the bitch foot that you're licking is freshly taken care of. Like, she has no type of callus. Like, she don't have to use a cheese grater. I think that is so, oh my gosh. Like, to lick somebody's foot, like, with all that ash gray shit. That is so nasty. And once you start licking feet, like, once you start sucking her toes, you're going to always have to do that shit. So expect for one night for her feet not to be done. And she wants that shit.
Oh, my God. Well, for my listeners, my feet are always done. Y'all never have to worry about that.
I don't even know. But definitely it is. 7 minutes after 10. Oh, shit. Shout out to Ash underscore for your Ross, one of the new All Barbs promoters. I mean, not promoters. I'm sorry. One of the All Barbs. I'm looking at, like, one of the All Barb promoters definitely tweeted me. She's one of the new, like, she's one of the newest Barbs, right, Angel?
Yeah, she is.
So shout out to her, Ash underscore for your Ross. That's how it is. Shout out to, like I said again, Twerk Mama. She's definitely tweeting us saying, K Continental, good night to you, love. Thank you for tuning in. And about to get off this bitch. So with that being said, don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say about you and what you're doing. As long as you know that you're doing something that's going to benefit you and yours, and it's positive, keep doing it. Love you all. Shout out to the All Barbs familiar, All Barbs promoters. Shout out to our Angel Love Sweets. Glad to have you back. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. Love you much. And definitely shout out to all the people that are tuning in. And good night. Mwah.
Yes. Just remember, life's a bitch. Karma has fucked her. Just stay true to you. Join the movement because we're about doing big things on and off Twitter. And I love you. And just keep tuning in with us.
And, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive and all that good jazz. And we'll see you on the next go round.
Good night.
Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.